expert advice and data-driven insights that unlock your business's potential. Absa Insights, brought to you by Absa Corporate and Investment Banking.
What does the future of gold hold, short term and long term? To Bevan, perhaps, is the question. I mean, to think that a kilogram of gold, which is no more than this cell phone, is over R1 million a kilogram. It's astonishing as gold rocketed to, what, $2,050 an ounce and has pulled back now closer to 1900 once again. But we expect huge volatility. But gold feels like it needs a crisis to hold on to. Otherwise, the world loses interest fairly quickly. What's your perspective?
Well, I think it's interesting. Obviously, you've seen gold rally and platinum has maybe been left a little bit behind. Silver has also outperformed significantly because, you know, I think people have looked at gold and they've realized that it's always kept its value ever since Egyptian days or ever since the pharaohs of Kush first got their gold from the mines of Ethiopia. So I think it's definitely rallied on fear, but it's also rallied just on the sheer amount of quantitative easing that has come into the market. And, you know, a lot of that is coming to cryptocurrencies that are backing themselves with gold. There's thousands of tokens out there. And then Bitcoin has also rallied because all of that has now been sold, pump and dump, and then sold into Bitcoin. So every single asset class has really rallied. Gold was clearly going to hit the $2,000 technical level, but since then has fallen back, yeah. And I have no doubt that it will go back above 2,000 before the end of the year, most likely, and continue going up. It will always keep its value as a hedge against inflation. Whether we actually get inflation in this new economic world that we live in is another question.
There are those that argue that inflation is dead. And if inflation is dead, which I don't believe for a moment, I just think it's in a deep slumber. But if inflation is dead, then gold surely is doomed, or not?
I'm not sure. I think it's also in a deep slumber, and I think it's going to come back like a thief in the night.
Ilya, you think it's funny, or you're agreeing, or you think you're what an idiot? I'm not too sure which. I can't read your expression.
Look, there is right now. I think we're dealing with a very complex environment. But as young as I am, or as old as I am, I've also seen things revert back to the mean. And I think that's an important factor to consider. While we do have these outliers, the simple supply demand fundamentals of balancing itself out will come back to an extent. How long that will take, I don't know. Do I have gold in the portfolio? Yes. I mean, I worked in gold mining for a very long time. I still enjoy it. I still enjoy the metal. There is an allure to it, and I understand why people hold on to it in terms of a store of value. So I think that's a consideration to look at. Economic growth, basic economic fundamentals means that we will need some kind of inflation, or economic needs to be reinvented and economic growth needs to take place without inflation. So I'm not too sure inflation is dead. What we have seen, though, just as much as we spoke about various different financing taking place for the mining industry, traditionally used to go to the equity market or the debt market, you now have traders coming in, you have private equity coming in. What you have seen is people looking for alternative areas of putting their money rather than traditionally gold, which was there because that was the only mean. And Bevan addressed that cryptocurrency is one of them. And there are other ways of storing your money somewhere. And then, of course, this world is 30, 40, 50 years older with an incredible amount of wealth. And that wealth simply keeps on growing. So the safe haven of a gold still is there, but you're not seeing the flood of capital going in there because they have other avenues open to themselves.
Expert advice and data-driven insights that unlock your business's potential. Absa Insights, brought to you by Absa Corporate and Investment Banking. For more, visit absainsights.co.za.